This is the Composer's Datebook for March 2nd. I'm John Burge. Recordings can be an effective calling card for composers, but the expense of recording an orchestral work in the U.S. is daunting, so composers often use orchestras abroad. American composer Rain Worthington recorded her orchestral work, Tracing a Dream, with the Russian Philharmonic on today's date in 2010. And in quintessential 21st century fashion, she planned to attend the Moscow recording session via Skype. But just as I was about to log in, recalls Worthington, the recording assistant emailed me that the Russian authorities had revoked the permission to Skype. At the last minute, an appeal by my American recording producer, Bob Lord, who was present in the studio, somehow convinced them to allow the connection. So I spent the morning virtually in Moscow, participating in the three-hour recording session. Tracing a Dream taps into the impressionistic logic of dreams, says Worthington. Within this realm, there's a fluidity of connections governed by emotional contexts rather than rational order. 6 years after its recording in Moscow, Tracing a Dream received its public premiere by the Missouri State University Orchestra, conducted by Christopher Keltz, and won an Ernest Bacon Award for the performance of American music. Composer's Datebook is supported by OneDrop, a new way to manage diabetes. With supplies delivered to your door and personal health coaching, OneDrop can help lower blood sugars in just 1 month at Walmart, Apple stores, and getonedrop.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.